A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it's great to be back with you. You are listening to the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California, the Marlins continued their six-game West Coast road swing. Justin Nicolino is on the mound for Miami. Alex Wood on the mound for the Dodgers. Things got testy down the stretch. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the second night in a row, the Dodgers win at 7-2. For the fifth night in a row, Marlins lose. They've dropped 10 of 11, 19 of 23, and now 22 of their last 29 ball games. Dodgers trying to make it back-to-back wins in this four-game series. They got off to a quick start again tonight against Marlins starter Justin Nicolino. In the bottom of the first, Chris Taylor led off with a double. He went to third base on a Corey Seager single. Franklin Gutierrez had a ground ball to third. Christian Colon came home, and Taylor was out at the plate 5-2, but the inning continued with Kike Hernandez working a walk that loaded the bases for Brandon Barnes.
Two balls and a strike. This is a big pitch for Nicolino right here. Here comes the pitch, and a little squibbler first base side. Bore up with it. He tags Barnes for the out. The run scores, and the Dodgers have a 1-0 first inning lead.
Now the Marlins had some early chances against Alex Wood, who came in a red-hot pitcher. They had two on in the first, couldn't score. They had two men reaching the second. A double play ball got Wood out of the inning. A double play helped him work around a leadoff single from D. Gordon in the third inning. Then in the bottom of the third, with the Dodgers still up 1-0, they extended the lead. Leading that inning off was Chris Taylor. 2-0 pitch to Taylor. Hit high in the air to right field, sending Stanton back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. He leaps in the air, but he can't get it. It's a home run for Chris Taylor, his fifth of the season. 2-0 Dodgers. And the Dodgers weren't done in that third inning. Corey Seager, a double. Went to third on a Gutierrez ground ball. And Kike Hernandez knocked him in. 1-1 to Kike. As a bouncer back up the middle, base hit center field. That'll score Seager. Dodgers have scored twice here in the third to extend their lead to 3-0. They would tack on more in the fourth. Nicolino walked the leadoff man, Yasiel Puig. And two batters later, Puig was at first for Brett Eibner. Eibner, high drive, deep left center. Yelich on the run, back to the wall, looks up, and it's a home run. Brett Eibner with his second of the season, and the Dodgers lead at 5-0. And the center fielder just back from AAA Oklahoma City today with Justin Turner going to the disabled list. Eibner's home run broke it open. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So it was 5-0 after four. That fourth inning would be the final inning for Justin Nicolino. He had a good start Sunday at home against the Braves, his first start of this season. Tonight, things didn't go nearly as well for him. In his four innings, he allowed five runs on seven hits, a couple of walks, three strikeouts, two homers. He threw 85 pitches in four innings, 52 strikes and 33 balls. Marlins continued to challenge Wood, but they continued to hit into double plays in this ball game. A double play got Wood out of the sixth inning, and then in the eighth inning, with the Dodgers still leading this one 5-0, the Marlins got a base hit from pinch hitter Tyler Moore, then a single from D. Gordon. They had first and second against Wood with nobody out. Christian Yelich lined out to the shortstop for the first out in that eighth inning. That would be it for Wood, done after 7 1/3 with two on and one out. Marlins trying to climb back into this game against Ross Stripling. Marcelo Ozuna stepping up. 1-1, and Ozuna breaks his back, ground ball to second. Taylor to Seager for one, back to first. It's the fourth Dodgers double play in the game. Marlins get two hits, but they are turned back in the eighth. Stayed a 5-0 game, bottom of the eighth. A.J. Ramos coming on just to get some work. With one out, he walked Austin Barnes, and with two outs, he pitched to Cody Bellinger. 1-1 to Bellinger. He's in the air left center. Back goes Yelich, looking up at the wall. Goodbye in opposite field. Two-run homer for Cody Bellinger. And it's 7-0 Dodgers for the rookie Bellinger, his eighth of the season. Well, A.J. Ramos then hit Brett Eibner with a pitch. Make a note of that. He struck out Ross Stripling, looking to end that eighth inning. Sent this one to the ninth. Dodgers up 7-0. Stripling facing Giancarlo Stanton leading off that ninth inning. His very first pitch went behind Giancarlo, nearly hit him. It missed him. Stanton started toward the mound. Both benches cleared in a hurry. Both bullpens cleared in a hurry. We're not sure that any punches were ever thrown at any point in the melee, but there was a huge mass of humanity near that third base foul line, and there were certainly some very animated Marlins and Dodgers. Stripling was immediately ejected from the ballgame after nearly hitting Stanton by Carlos Torres. After a couple of minutes, order was restored, and the ballgame would continue. Chris Hatcher came out of the bullpen for the ejected Stripling. He wound up striking Stanton out. The Marlins were two outs away from being shut out, but on this night, they would not be denied. Justin Bour next up against Hatcher.
Bour hits a high fly ball. And going way back at the wall, reaching for it, unable to get it, is the right fielder, Eibner. And Justin Bour has spoiled the Dodger bid for a shutout with a home run with one out in the top of the ninth inning. 7-1 game. And for Bour, his 10th home run and his second in as many nights here in Los Angeles.
JT Realmuto followed with a single. Christian Colon's first Marlins hit was a double, putting men at second and third. JT Riddle, the sacrifice fly, that made it a 7-2 game, but that was the second out in the ninth inning. Hatcher then able to strike out pinch hitter Derek Dietrich. And just like last night, this one belongs to the Dodgers by the final of 7-2. For L.A., 7 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 5 men left. For the Marlins, 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Miami strands 7. Alex Wood, the winner, he's 5-0. Wood worked 7 1/3 innings of 6-hit shutout ball, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. He hit a batter through 96 pitches, 64 strikes. Nicolino, the loser from Miami, Justin is 0-1 in the year. Time of the game was 2 hours 58 minutes in front of a crowd of 45,034. The Dodgers are 25-18 with the victory. They improved to a major league best 15-6 here at home. They've won 3 straight and 15 of the last 21. That's the Marlins. They fall to 14-27. Now 8-13 on the road. They've lost 5 straight, matching a season high. They've lost 10 of 11. They've dropped 19 of 23. And after beginning the year 7-5, Miami now 7-22 over the last 29 games.
Well, the benches cleared last night. Things got a little bit dicey down the stretch, but ultimately the Marlins fall in Game 2, and they'll be looking for victory tonight at 10:10 when Dan Straley, the Marlins' arguably, or maybe not arguably, best starting pitcher thus far in the 2017 season, takes the mound. Fish Family members, if you're joining us this morning and you missed it last night, your Fish Family bonus code today is West Coast. The Marlins set to play their 3rd of 4 tonight at 10:10. The Fish Family bonus code is West Coast. Speaking of that game this evening, Dan Straley 1-3 for the Marlins, a 3.56 earned run average. Julio Urias 0-1, a 3.43 ERA for the Dodgers. It's a matchup between a righty and a lefty. It's a 10-10 first pitch. The Marlins looking for a victory. We'll be on the air at 9:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico. And you know you're always welcome to join us on the Marlins Radio Network.